What's going on? It's Blurring Beyond here. Back with another episode, baby. Yeah, tonight we're talking about theme parks, you know, not the water park, but the theme park. Even though you like to slip and slide, you know. It's time to go outside, not inside. So
made me trip.
We're talking about the theme park, you know. Everybody like to role play, but we're gonna do the theme parks. But first and foremost,
let's role play.
We're gonna do the hot topics before we get hot. So they released some more of the cast of Little
BET Uncut.
Yeah, the BET Plus. So they dropped some more of the cast of Little Kev Show. Loretta Devine has joined the cast, you know, as Lunch Lady Gloria. DJ Quick is the what the heck? He's playing the lead singer of some group on there. Clayton Thomas is Reverend Mooney. Malaya Millis is Keisha. You know, Cal Irby is Coleman Bridges. So far, yeah.
That nigga is in everything.
I'm telling you.
He becoming, you know, Samuel L. Jackson.
Say that.
Everybody's losing their mind because, you know, John Cena has turned heel. So now everybody can see him now. So, hey, it's going crazy. Everybody's going crazy.
It's the break a wish.
Yeah, it's the break a wish.
That is give up. My man said give up.
You said, yeah. John Cena's done what?
You can see him now. The world can see him now, so they're losing their mind, you know.
Yeah, that's crazy.
He's a heel now.
Yeah, I'm ready for
it. They couldn't see him when he was the good guy.
Nah. Lazy, disloyalty.
He lost his innocence.
Yeah.
Disrespect.
He's in that back now.
Mm.
He's in there. We can't do much.
Ain't no creeping up. He coming right head first.
Pound the ground.
Ball spot and all.
Honda and Pokemon are teaming up to create a real life Corridon motorcycle.
What kind of motorcycle?
Then snatch them out.
That part. I'm trying to picture that in my head.
Corridon, you probably can't even see it.
I don't even know what that looked like.
No, we can't even see it. I'm about to look it up. Corridon.
Well,
Zordon, Cordon, Moron.
Oh,
the Don.
Oh,
Don.
That looks kind of cool. I don't know if I would,
you ain't gonna ride it.
I don't know if I would buy it.
Surfboard. Surfboard.
You ain't gonna ride it.
You only have to get it then.
No.
Apparently, what's it called?
Hook 'em, Cowboy.
They're talking about doing American Pie 5.
Wow.
Wow.
Yes.
Why?
You know, brother man.
Have they not had enough?
Right. Maybe. That part.
Apparently,
never have enough pie.
That's not even a good tasting pie.
He no telling,
especially when it's American.
Ooh boy. But no. Yeah. Oh Lord. But we'll see if it's true or not. It's probably a rumor for now.
Okay.
I guess so. I'll say, dang.
Okay.
Who's spreading rumors?
Who's spreading them? Who's first?
Spread rumors.
Oh.
Hmm. You said who's spreading them? That's crazy.
Lord, help him.
Oh yeah, help him.
Because it's a booty.
I didn't say that.
Who's going in? Who's going first?
Who's going in first?
Oh, God. Bro, slow down.
Who's going first? Talking about this theme park. You know what theme park? You know what theme park you want to go to?
Sound like y'all trying to go to R. Kelly's Chocolate Factory.
Oh my God.
Oh my God, shut up.
That sounds scary.
Drip, drip, drip. Drip, drip, drip.
Well, I mean, I can tell you I've been to Busch Gardens, which was fun.
Maybe Diddy's Oil Factory.
Oh, Busch Gardens was fun.
Oh, you bound to drown.
Busch Gardens is like by countries too, I think.
It is.
It's got different countries. Yeah. Italy, France,
Germany.
Germany. What else? Was it Rome? No.
Rome would be in the Italy one.
Irish? Was it Irish? Like it was like a Greenland or Ireland?
Something? I don't know all of them.
Yeah, it was like five, but it was. I really love it because like you get different cultures in one area. You know,
different fields wherever you go.
And they got a train that you get on and like go around. That joint was fun.
Be riding.
Drunk around there too.
It was this Greek ride called Escape from Pompeii I used to love too. Water ride. Yeah. Well, it was a theme park ride too, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
It was dope. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I've been to King's Dominion too.
Oh yeah, King's Dominion.
I haven't been to King's Dominion in forever.
I've been there twice.
Of course, Carolines.
I think I also went twice.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
It's been such a long time. Yeah, since been one King's Dominion, been to Busch Gardens, King's Dominion, Carowinds.
I never been to Carowinds.
You haven't been to Carowinds yet? Oh yeah, it was nice. Yeah, that was nice little part.
No, I've never been there. Is
Carowinds just like King's Dominion?
Somewhat,
but not as big as King's Dominion, though.
Oh, okay.
So King's Dominion King's Dominion has a little bit more going on than Carowinds do.
It's bigger.
You get like a whole entire map. And boy, I was like, geez.
How big is it?
They got a lot of ride out there.
Hope don't nobody fall off.
Hey.
Yeah, that part.
Now, real talk, though, they got this crazy ride out there, bro. It's like, I tell you, that joint about 60, 80 feet. I don't know like how high that joint is, bro. It's like high up, and it's like...
Probably like that Fury ride. Or...
You know, your foot in the air now, like when you spinning. When I say, you, like, you fall, you're done, like, that's how high they are. They are high.
That really fast one?
Bro, I don't know what it is. I got to get
one. That green one.
You talking about at Carowinds?
No.
Yeah, it's like at King's Dominion. It's kind of like a swing ride, if anything. It's one of those. But in the past.
I know where I would like to go is Universal Orlando Resort, you know, because now they got that Epic Universe stuff.
Oh, yeah, they did have that new stuff going on.
Yeah, like that junk is dope. I said, oh, yeah. I would like that. Of course, you know.
They better have a real portal, too. That's what was advertised. I want to walk through a real portal.
Yeah. Nah, they don't want another false advertisement. Give me a ticket back. Right. Give it back.
So where's the portal at? He's like, sir, that was just get my stuff back.
Because, like, from what the lineup they got, like, hold on. Who is it up there?
How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah,
the world. Harry Potter.
You said what?
They got the Monster Universe.
Monster Universe would be fun. Like, I'm just wondering, is it gonna be more like
they cooking, bro? They
kids,
cooking. Fuck them kids.
Based, or is it gonna be?
And that's on John C.
Can you see me now?
I'm dead.
Can you see me now? But now I would like to go to Disney World, honestly.
Yeah, I haven't been since I was a child, like a small kid. I don't even remember.
I never been either.
I was supposed to go. Car broke down.
I never.
Dang.
Dang. Dang. He's supposed to go. Car broke down.
The only thing I remember is meeting Mickey Mouse and fireworks. So I don't really got no memories of going.
That's crazy. The bright side, Disney Universe Studio in Islands of Adventure.
I've been there.
It's the way you said it though. You had to straight the car problem,
bro. It hurt, bro.
Life, you had to do it today.
We spent the whole day with a security guard, bro, waiting for them. My aunt and uncle get the car fixed. I was like, bro, I was like 12.
Damn.
You know, for and cousin.
Damn.
I love Universal Studios though, cause like they have a lot of 4D rides. I like 4D rides.
Yeah. Just to you.
See, it's been almost 2000. That was 22 years ago. I ain't been there in 22 years, so I'm pretty sure.
Probably around the same time as me.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a lot different from what I experienced.
For real.
So I don't even know the time I went count. But I had Universal. I had decent fun. Yeah, that and Island Adventure. I like Island Adventure better. Like Universal Studios, I was a kid, so I didn't really understand how they was just like creating scenarios more than just like roller coasters.
Yeah,
I probably appreciate it more now.
Yeah, I loved it because of that, for that fact. I remember that one ride with the Men in Black joint and then Back to the Future ride.
Yeah,
like the Men in Black, you know, the training simulator they had in the movie. Mm-hmm. Like, you actually do that in that on the ride, like you shoot aliens in the training simulator.
Yeah.
And then Back to the Future, you got to chase Biff through different portals and stuff in a car. That joint was dope. I just like how they do the movies.
Yeah, I was like 3.
Yeah, that joint was fire, see? And then, of course, you know, across the water.
Gullah Gullah Island. Oh.
Hey, yeah. Hey,
I was about to say, what's across the water? Like,
fuck with me now. Nah, they got they got a lot of, really, they got a lot of, they got rides too, but they got a lot of theme restaurants, honestly. But I know Tokyo got something.
Oh, yeah.
And shoot, they got that, but that's not no theme park. I was about to say that live Mario Kart stuff, but.
Oh, yeah, that's dope.
They do got like a Mario Land too, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
That's a theme park.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's I would love to go there.
They got some Lego stuff over there, or is that in California?
I think that's
California. I thought that was California.
Lego World or something like that.
Yeah, something like that. I thought that was California that was doing that.
Well, Florida, what?
Yeah, that's what I said. I said, is it California across the water?
Yeah, one of them areas. I don't know. I never.
There's one in
Florida, right?
Florida.
Yeah, I knew it was in Florida.
Okay, yeah, that's the new one.
I'd like to go there too.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. I wouldn't know that.
It's meant for us. You made this shit for us.
I remember a while back there was somebody who like somehow they made the Legos like a part of their wall or whatever.
Mm.
And, like, different parts, like different pillars. You could open it and have like a little scene. Like some place looked like it was like built on the ground. Like it had like a whole bunch. It was like throughout the house.
Yeah.
But I find a video again. I can send it to
you. Like stuff like that. I've seen some of them too. Them just be cool.
Like, I just know dust be crazy though. Like they can't keep it.
No.
Because I know after a while, like the dust is cute in the beginning, but
some
I don't
getting
know
in how there. Some get in there.
We will find a way.
Open that junk up. Oh yeah, I tear all that shit down.
Or if they end up dirty, you open it, you see a family of roaches or something.
Tear that
that part.
Tear that shit down.
Ain't no way.
That'd be crazy.
Pack it up. Throw them away.
Hey, freaking State Fair theme parks be underrated.
Right? Oh yeah.
They be under maintained.
I was just about to say
falling apart.
That's the fun, bro.
Oh, he said, risk it all.
Oh, well, hey, you know, he got it. He got
it all.
I mean, when I was younger, yeah.
They have it all.
But now, no, I just go to eat.
Yeah. I ain't gonna lie, yeah.
Right, that part.
Eating like Diane Keaton.
I'm the same way. I go there to eat.
Popcorn, you know.
My boy, Diane Keaton. Got to my.
Might play a game or two. I'm gonna tell you right now, man, I had an ongoing rivalry with that little. Ladder that you got to climb, and it just moved the whole time.
Yeah,
boy, I know how to spend some money on that thing. Mm.
Boy,
and I touched the button, but it didn't go off.
Yeah,
motherfucker was like, "You got to push it in." I'm like, "I already done failed."
Man, they trying to get your money, bro.
Yeah, yeah,
that's what they trying to do. Trying to get your money.
And then they just they do it with ease. That shit is pissing me off.
Basketball. I always watch people do the basketball joint.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
I mean, I want to participate, but I don't want people to watch me. Like, cause then
I'm
man,
screaming.
I don't know.
Right.
Legit.
Killing the vibe.
It should be as rigged as the NFL, bro.
I know. I went to a theme park with my ex and her family. And, her mom was like, because I think I had said something about playing basketball.
Or gay.
And her mom was like, "Oh, you can make this shot and get us something." And I was, I was like, nah. I was like, they only gonna give me one shot. I ain't warm up. I'm, you know, I gotta warm up some before I make a shot. I was nervous. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah.
And she was like, "Oh, come on, just do it." And she like when I say her mom was strong, bro. Like, she like guided me over there a little bit. I felt a little manhandled.
Abusive.
And look,
nah, I gotta, yeah, like, can you ask me first?
Right. And I was like, "All right, I'm gonna go ahead. I'm gonna just do my best." And when I tell you, I shot it, and I was surprised I made it. And she had a cast on her hand, right? And she got excited. She's like, "Oh my god!" Hit me with the cast. When I tell you, my ears was ringing for like half a second.
Why she hit you, bro?
I was like, I had to act like it ain't hurt. You know what I'm saying? Because you know I ain't no punk, but she about knocked me out.
When did that bad?
I didn't know how hard casts were for real.
Now they sturdy, bro. They sturdy.
She said, "Woo." So she said, "You made it. You made it." I said, "Oh my god."
Yeah.
But that wasn't a state fair though. I'm pretty sure anything that's local is rigged.
Yeah. They
like very rigged. It's Jimmy rigged.
That's obvious.
Why that game got to shoot the gun like to hit the things?
Yeah.
You talking about the water gun,
bro? You ain't getting nothing.
Yeah, that I don't like that one. I'm like,
they're talking about act like I'm gonna shoot it and I'm gonna just throw the whole weapon.
Bro, like,
I'm gonna be like this. Bing. I was like, it knocked it over,
bro. They be having stuff I want too, though. I was like, dang, like, that look kind of dope. Like, be like a Pikachu or something, you know, like something. Yeah. Like, mm-hmm. Like, dang. But I know I ain't trying to waste no money.
Yeah,
that part.
And then it'd be impossible to get the bigger items. Like, they'd be like, they give you some mumbo jumbo. They'd be like, "Well, yeah, you gotta hit this one. You gotta be able to hit that one." I mean, like, that means you done paid, like, you know, to play, like, three or four times. Man. You got to roll the dice and get a six. And then you got to run to the front of parking back before 2 minutes is out. And it's like, oh, by the time I did all that, I could have just went online and just bought this little plushie.
For real. I put them to the side. Hey, bruh, you know you don't want to be here right now. How much they paying you, bruh? I buy it on
you. For the plushie? You're right.
Like, I just buy it on you, bruh.
Oh, I used to hate going to fair a little bit when I was younger. Because I didn't like getting on the rides. And like my sister's boyfriend at the time, boy, I think I was gonna catch him one day. Cause he would used to get mad. He's like, yeah, I hear it. Basically he was like, "We brought you out here for no reason." And I'm over here like, "Yeah, y'all did. You know, I don't get on no damn rides." Like, I ain't say that. I'm thinking, you know, I don't get on rides. Like, come on.
Bro, I hate people like that, bro. Like, you try to tell them, and like, they just don't listen.
Like, I really said that.
And then they'd be like, "You're not going to get on nothing."
Like, you think I'm
wrong? And mind you, they didn't really spend no money like that because they had a military discount and stuff. So it's like, but I was like, come on. And they got the band. You know, you get the little one around the time you got the band. And I was like, I'm not getting. I was like, all right. Right. I think I got one too, but it was like the ones that's grounded. Like that little roller coaster one that goes in reverse up there, like a carousel. And it was like one of the little swinging things. Like it's like you sit in a cart and you swing and go in and out. It's a circle.
Mm-hmm.
It's something like that. Like people can get three to a seat. It's like three different ones. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that's the only thing I went on. And I got on one thing. One time, it was like a roller coaster thing, but it was like in a circle. It go up, and it was sway.
Like a boat?
Yeah, but it wasn't like it wasn't high like that. It was barely off the ground. But
okay,
you could it was like a roller. It would go up like that. It was in a circle, so it was like say a circle, but it was like a little. It go like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't a boat. It wasn't a boat. I wouldn't have got on that shit. Hell no.
I'm not gonna lie. I hate that boat. I be feeling like I'm about to fall out, bro. I'm already.
I would not get on that. I don't care. Well, I tell you what's scary. I wish they would to try to force me to get on that.
I had never seen anybody ride this one ride. You know the one with the chairs, the individual chairs, and it go up in the air and you go around the circle.
I hate that.
You be high in the air.
Oh yeah, that jump.
I had never seen it work, and so I was like, "Oh, I said, I wonder what this is." I got on it. Well, I tell you, I was scared for my life,
boy.
Because I said, if this seat just happened to just fall off the bottom of me, I know whatever grip strength I got ain't gonna hold me onto these chains.
Yes, sir.
I know that's right.
On destination, right. I'm a destination,
man. Y'all ever try to speed run through a fun house?
No,
that little mirror part.
No.
Oh yeah,
I knocked myself out.
No. I hit the mirror about four times. And said, "Yeah, I'm done. I'm done. Get me out." Well, yeah, put your hands in that
little, almost like the punching bag junk, like
man,
thing in there. You gotta push them out of the way.
Yeah,
bro. Do you even like drop zones anymore? Like,
I never got on that.
Crazy. I used to love them. I don't like them.
My heart would have been in my ass.
Nope. My dumb ass. So I got on the drop zone at King's Mean because I used to not be a scary nigga. So we got out there.
Wait, are you saying you're a scary nigga now?
Oh, I'm extremely scary nigga now. Hey, the older you get, the more you just be like, you know, I might die. So
yeah.
So, I like for stuff to go off immediately. I don't really like to wait. And of course the drop zone goes slow as hell and then it just sit there. The whole time you just contemplating like what if this bitch just don't go down or what if it just wanna tip over? So but then the person came and was like, "Well, ain't nobody in line, y'all wanna go again?" And I was like, well, it probably ain't gonna be scary the second time. So shit, let's do it. Why was it worse?
He turned himself scary. That's what happened. That was the
Right, I was like,
was he messing with y'all? Like making it go drop like slow?
It just sat in the air forever. I was like, this shit broke. It's broke, man.
Oh, do not let this man on a plane. If he talking like that, let that man on a plane.
For whatever reason, the only way I can get on an airplane is that I literally tell myself it is what it is. I'm close to the guy. That's the only way I can get up there because I'm afraid of heights, like extremely. Like my friends be like, "Oh damn, I forgot you scared." We be on something real high, and I just be standing there like they be like, "Come on," I be like, "I can't move."
I actually believe that.
I literally turn to a baby. Like they had to like hold my arm so I can, because I get still. Like I can't.
I get up out of there. I gotta walk across the bridge. I'm gone. Don't even be walking.
I can't get on roller coasters no more. I used to be a fiend for them, bro. I can't do it no more. Like if I get stuck upside down or something, it's up. It's up, bro.
I know I'm gonna have a heart attack on them rides like that. That's how I'm afraid of heights that bad.
I get pretty bad about heights too.
Yes,
not Prince died.
Yeah.
I'm like, Prince, wake up.
He died.
Friend that'll smack you. If I feel like you know, I'm gonna smack you.
No, he was high up. Oh, okay.
So did you have like a favorite ride?
On the ground?
Yeah, I'm saying like what ride?
Like that one, like mini roller coaster that was like at the little fair. It's up there. They play the music. It goes around. Then sometimes it go in reverse.
Yeah,
that was pretty straight. I ain't sometimes.
It's not a circle, is it?
Yeah, it's a circle. Like it goes. It's like
and it kind of pushes you out. because it's going fast or whatever, or no?
Yeah, like if you're in, on the outside seat, sometimes they didn't like being on the outside seat. You know, I didn't like that. But it's just, but it's up there. You go up these little steps, and it's right there. It's in that one little circle. Now, of course, I like the bumper cars. Hell yeah. Right,
bumper cars are always lit, bro.
It was out there like, huh? Gotcha.
Fuck with that. Yeah, I ain't fucking them high rides. No.
I always like the little swing. I ain't gonna lie. It'd be like a nice little breeze just chilling.
The swing do be nice. I used to love the swing.
Yeah, just like
that might be the only thing I get on if I get on a fair ride.
Yeah.
All in that boat. Nah.
Nah, I ain't messing with no boat.
I don't really like
what swing y'all talking about then?
Nah, it's like a swing ride. It's just
it's literally swing. Like it twirls around. So you're sitting in the swing.
You just sit in the swing and it spins slowly.
Does it go up in the air?
No.
Oh, not really.
Wait, you want to go out in a circle?
No.
Nah. No, it's like you hanging on something. Like they have it hanging on something at the top, and it just twirls you around.
Just you literally spin in the swing. Yeah, it ain't even high.
I'm trying to think of which one it is. I think it's called like Swirlo something. Oh, God, I forgot the name of it.
Okay, I thought that
should make you, laugh.
Like, it's just three people. It's like you got a cart right here and this cart right here. It's like three different carts and one thing. Like, three people sit here, three people sit there, and it like sways. It goes around in circles, but it's like.
Oh, I know what you're talking about because you start being like this and can't move.
Yeah,
I know what you're talking about. Now, that's right. Like, don't sit beside somebody that's gonna squish your ass.
Yeah, this one just everybody got to swing. Everybody got to
like
swing.
This the whole time.
You be hurting. I got caught beside a heavier person.
Oh. How?
Just want to let y'all know, Christian and fat shaming all
night. Yeah,
Christian. Somebody that was heavier than me, I was like,
biggest wolf.
I was 12, and I went on there by myself. I've never been on the ride. They said, you mind going with them? I said, nah. You know what I'm saying? When I tell you, I was fighting for my life. I didn't know where that ride. And, you know, it slows down, right? And so I'm thinking, I was like, oh, we're about to get off. And it started going backwards.
Yep.
And I was I was about to cry. I was like, I can't breathe. I can't breathe. And the lady looked at me. She said, I'm so sorry. Like, don't be sorry. Get off.
What Cat Williams said, don't be sorry. Ho, be careful.
I'm sorry, baby. I can't help it.
They used to try to trick me, too. They're like, oh, that girl's going to ride with you. I said, I don't care.
Nah, they would have got me. I ain't going to lie.
If I would have got me too on that part, but I mean, but I love the rides.
Dying over a bitch? No.
You been over this ride, dude?
But I'm not dying over that. I'm sorry.
I don't like the spinning rides, but this is a ride where you know you go in there, right? You put your back against the wall.
The magnetic shit?
Yeah, it's like it spins. That shit spins. Great. You can't get up.
That shit's
like, true.
I can't do it, bro.
It's not bad if you haven't eaten anything. And
it's like some G-force type stuff.
Oh, no. I seen it on the show. I was like, I never seen it in real life. I was like, oh.
I got it in that joint, bro.
It should be fun.
You cannot get up.
When I was in Texas.
That shit was wild.
We had taken some shots and then went to the mall. We didn't know they had a carnival or whatever.
Oh, wow.
He's a drinker.
Not anymore.
Alrighty.
Dang, I can't even tell the story. Y'all just out here throwing labels. We had walked to the mall because it wasn't too far from the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And we was like, oh, but we didn't do a lot, so it wasn't like we was like tipsy or nothing. So, mm-hmm. Let's go over to this little carnival, whatever. We had forgotten we had taken the shots.
Yeah.
We got on that ride, right? And I said, I looked down at my stomach. I said, oh, no, I need to get off. And I pulled that hat over my head. I pulled the hat over my head. I was going down. My boy, I don't think he drank anything. He pulled out his phone. And that was like the one rule they said not to do on the ride. He pulled out his phone. He said, this man about to throw up. I hear him say, he's like, oh, he about to throw up. I looked over, and then the ride stopped. He said, yeah, y'all two got to get off. I said, I was the one getting recorded, but, hey, I was about to throw up. I was so happy.
Yeah, that wouldn't been good, bro. It'd been all over you, bro. Heck,
all over me. It would have been all over everybody. Where that thing go? It would have.
I'd be mad. I'm in a ride, and somebody throw up and then hit you. And then anybody you on a ride.
Oh no!
You had to fight somebody.
We had like a
bet.
Like,
what's going on?
We had a bet. Somebody bet us, and they said, "Hey, y'all got to ride at least 3 rides." And they said they give us a certain amount of money.
Where?
I forget how much it was, but it was enough for me to get my intoxicated tail on a ride. And my boy got old. And it was like one of those spin rides.
Yeah.
And he was sitting beside this girl. He like. And I was sitting beside like a little girl, like she was a little girl. And we sit here looking at each other like, yo, why we do this for this money? Like, like we started going around and we was like, oh, this is bad. And all I see him do is he go like this, his eyes get real big, and he covers his mouth like that. He didn't throw up. But him, like the imagining him throwing up made my stomach even more queasy. Ooh. And so I was like, oh, that covered my face. We was hurting, man. We got off. He didn't talk to the girl he liked. I got away because I was like, I could have traumatized this little girl beside me. Like, if I threw up, they got on her.
But she would have, bro. She would have flipped back. She was like,
help.
She would have never got on another ride. Like, that would have been her experience.
He's attacking.
She just got to the height to where she could ride the ride. So I know she would have been.
You would have held her, bro. That's crazy. Bro, tell me why carousels. I don't like Ferris wheels, bruh. I'm be honest, I don't see how that's fun. I don't like Ferris wheels, like
me neither. Like, I got on one of those.
Bruh, I hate those. I hate those.
Why did you go? I hate when they go in reverse. Well, what's the point?
I hate when you at the top and they stop at the top and then they start rocking me. Yeah. Bruh. I'm like,
you want to see the view.
Get me out of here, bro. Stop this joint.
I was like, I never get on the Ferris wheel ever again. It was like, they tricked me too. They go, oh no, he don't go fast. He gonna make it go slow. And then she was going fast and then it went in reverse. I said, and they stopped it. I was like, stop the ride. Stop. I was there.
I can see that too. That somebody got
there. I was feeling it.
Me off the stage. Get me off this thing. Why are you yelling at you?
I got it. That's it. I'm good.
I can see that shit. Today it would be fucking hilarious.
Walking around
like
that
drink.
I'm not playing around.
Don't need to connect that mic.
Yeah, that ride suck, bro. I'm not gonna lie.
Bruh. I was yelling, stop the ride. I don't care. And then when Final Destination came out,
that gave me the mindset, be like, yeah, I'm not getting on this thing ever.
So you know what got me not riding Ferris wheels though? I don't know if y'all remember Power Rangers Ninja Storm.
Yeah.
The Ferris wheel would turn into a lion.
Yeah.
I was like, now what if I was on a ride and some crazy stuff like that happened? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm on a Ferris wheel.
Oh, you got it.
And all of a sudden it turned into a lion and you were part of a Zord battle. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And then I was like, who did it?
You know, that'd be wild though. That'd be
crazy.
Hey,
I'm getting out of here. You just don't die.
If you could create a theme park, what kind would you create in? Because, like me, I'm not gonna lie, I would love to have like a Cartoon Network theme park where like old Cartoon Network shows.
You know, that would be awesome.
Dexter's crazy roller coaster, cow and chicken, boat or something, you know, like some stuff like that. I would love stuff like that.
I'm surprised they don't have that already, though, because I think Disney got theirs. Or from Disney Channel, they got some Disney Channel shows.
I don't know why they
theirs. That would sell a lot. Like,
I would love
some. Imagine the food spots, too, though. Like, oh, my.
Yeah.
God. Oh, if you had food spots, like Big Belly Burger?
Yeah, they can have some crazy stuff like that.
Bruh, they can really do it.
Oh my gosh. What's the thing? Well, now that's Disney though. I was about to say Kim Possible's joint. Yeah. I always want to have a
That would be dope too though. Even if they like a Kim Possible ride have like different spy missions or something like that. Like, yeah. Something like a Shigo. I don't know. It'd be like a green ride with different stuff. Right.
Matter of fact, if they didn't have a if they didn't have like what's it called, copyright and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It would be nice to see like all those three channels be like just three different parks that's kind of connected to one park.
Oh yeah.
The Disney Channel section, Cartoon Network section, and the Nicktoon section, Nickelodeon section.
Yeah, that would be dope.
Bro. Freaking
especially Avatar part of it.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Avatar?
Avatar?
And it got to be broken to different areas too. You got the
Yeah.
All right, bruh, Nick. And the same with that got to be with same with Power Rangers, like the different just the Mighty Morphin area.
I'm like, you think I'm going to we skipping Lightspeed Rescue? I ain't going over there. I'm gonna go to Time Force. I'm only coming over here because Prince coming. I don't like y'all for real.
That decent run. I had them toys. You got like you had them toys.
They had like a little Zordon.
Exactly. That was
main
one. I was like, dang.
But yeah, I wanted the Titanium Ranger, but I
didn't get him. I think I had him. But I was when, you know, they had, I think, was it McDonald's or Burger King? Because they had the train with it, too. They had the little train thing with it.
I'm definitely not going to Turbo.
Why?
I just don't like Turbo.
Nah. Oh, driving cars, boy. Driving cars.
The Blue Ranger, you know.
Nepo. Well, it might have the go-karts, though. It might have the go-karts. Oh,
that'd be crazy.
It might have
the
go-karts.
Yeah.
I'd go to any of them.
I said Power Rangers, that's a theme park, would go crazy.
I like all of every last season.
It was Avatar.
Foster's Home.
Foster's Home would be dope. Dang, what was the show?
Kids Next Door, like they have a little
Treehouse.
Yes.
Oh yeah, yeah. Treehouse you could walk around in and like see the gadgets they made.
Why haven't they done that yet?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said
it's past its time, man. You can't do it. I mean, you can still do it.
You could go there and come over to your code name and all that.
And because kids to me,
and I told you, Courage the Cowardly Dog, bro.
Like, that would be crazy.
I understand.
Right house.
Courage.
My grudge.
I'm not going in that haunted house.
I would go.
I'm not going in that haunted house. I'm throwing hands, and when we get kicked out, I said, I told y'all I didn't want to go. Matter of fact, it could be a delayed reaction. I'm throwing hands.
Listen, as long as I see certain characters like Keem Ramsey and all them creepy, as long as I see certain people, I'm good.
My scary ass, definitely.
Adventure Time? Oh, my
Adventure Time would be dope. Young Justice would be dope.
Yeah.
Because wasn't Kings and Men doing like a Nickelodeon theme at one time?
Yeah, they was. They
Cartoon Network, right?
I don't know about Cartoon Network.
I don't remember Cartoon Network.
I remember Nickelodeon. Because I remember Nickelodeon had like a 4D ride. With Jimmy Neutron going through the
different
worlds. Yep. Yeah, Rugrats was out there.
Yeah.
I would not go to Powerpuff Girls. I can tell you that right now.
Why not?
What's up with that? What's up with that?
I don't mess with him. That creepy. He creepy to me.
Girls.
Nah, he a hater.
Well, they got a little thing where he'll start chasing you around the park or something.
Okay, that would be a little
that's
little
traumatic.
That's crazy.
That's traumatic.
I would be a little upset about
it. He just pop up randomly around the park because you know he just pop up randomly.
Yeah.
Like, hey,
that was really a wild ass character.
It really was. Like
he was down for it. They got a character like that in Vox Machina.
Then he used that deep voice out of nowhere. That was a wild ass character.
I mean business.
He ain't scary like him though.
Nah.
That's
another good one.
Hunter would be a cool one.
Oh yeah.
They had like a Hunter Park.
Bet Naruto.
Yeah, anime park in general.
Basically, yeah, basically any anime. Yeah, yeah.
That was sale.
My Hero.
Love it. My Hero, yeah. True. Dandadan.
I don't know about Dandadan.
Would be scary though.
They have a horror. Yeah.
It has to be like maybe a horror part.
Somebody try to come and snatch your stuff and think it's funny.
You get the gold balls, man.
It had to be an adult part. It had to be an adult part.
I mean, how about this though? To make it fun, they give you like two golden balls, which you got to protect. And then it's like, if they take it, you know, you lose or something like that, you know?
Yeah.
How about Make it
That'd
fun.
Be cool. That'd be cool. Yeah. They have to change some stuff. But the concept.
Yeah. Sound like a brothel.
Oh, wow.
Protect your ball.
Hey, got to.
I ain't gonna lie. Some old lady you walk in the door, all of a sudden you feel some old lady cuff you.
She say she want to num num.
I'd be mad.
You want to suck on these? I'm just like, man, you better go ahead around here. You got 5 minutes. Nah, just.
Wait, what? Huh? You got 5 minutes.
She was too wild, bro.
Everybody needs a little love, everyone.
I can't lie.
No, they don't.
Is that how long you gonna eat it? How long you gonna eat it?
He said, "How long you gonna eat it?"
Tell me now.
She hundreds of years old though, so you know it's a perfected technique that she got. She been just doing this to everybody. But
what if she's not good? What if she wasn't doing it right though? For
I'm gonna be a wild then. Test it out.
Me personally, because I love mysteries. Like I would love.
He's trying to find out too.
No. I love Detective Conan had like a ride where like it's a mystery, like an escape game type thing.
That would be dope.
Rocket Power.
Oh, have a little sports area.
Oh yeah, Rocket Power.
They could be like a sports zone area type thing.
Yeah. Oh my god, that would be
most definitely. I'm gonna have to go look at. I would go to the Invader Zim part of the park. I ain't gonna lie.
Invader Zim was wild though.
I feel like they would have at least one crazy ride.
I'm
like, yo, we gotta get some rights or something. We gotta make something happen. I'm trying to do this. Shoot. Get what the people want.
Dude.
Freaking
out. What else I'd want
to
see?
Danny Phantom, bro. I swear to you.
Okay. even though I don't fuck with his dad.
Why not?
Because he beat me in a tournament one time. But
Samurai Jack would be fired. Boy.
Oh, going through the different worlds. All right.
Well, this was fun, y'all. This was fun.
Samurai
Jack would be fired.
This is really fun, but I gotta go now.
Jackie Chan Adventures.
Okay.
You go around trying to find the talismans.
Oh, that would be fun. Yeah,
you right.
I'm playing like the escape room or something like that. Or oh yeah, that'd be dope.
What about Lucha Lucha?
Hey, fuck the Powerpuff Girls.
Oh yeah, that could be like a little
One of those bounce areas.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Freaking, bro.
And like for Fosters, it could be like a quiet place. Like we want to rest. Like have a little.
That would be dope.
Just chill. Eat food.
Yeah. Then you got a Sonic theme.
The easiest thing to do would be like Phineas and Ferb because you can just do like anything really.
Honestly, though, look, if the Proud Family really wanted to make a theme park, they could just partner. Disney could partner with Reese's and they could have like a snack, but it'd be like something new, but with Reese's. I done gave them an idea.
I'm just saying, they don't want to make no money, bro.
They don't want to make no money.
Peanuts, but you know what I'm saying? For it to be good, though.
Shaolin Showdown.
Bruh.
Oh, my God.
I might sell my soul for Shaolin Showdown.
Whoa.
All right.
Easy. Okay, John Cena. Relax, John Cena.
I might need to go back and rewatch that.
I might need to as well, though.
I need to go back and watch that. Hold up.
I told you he was a killer fool. The food.
Nah, for real, Charlotte Showdown was like that, bro.
It was like that, dog. That was like the most interesting original show that they had, like, in my
opinion. I don't recall.
Bro, you could, like,
we gonna make you watch Challenge Showdown.
I'll watch it.
This guy's gonna be, all right? It's a better arena, right? All right, you got like four people. All right, y'all fighting Shin Dawoo. All right, you get going there first. Pick everybody, pick what they want. Boom, boom, boom. And it's one item in the, that you're fighting for. And the four people just battle each other in this obstacle course, bro. Boom.
Yep.
I'm trying to tell you, bro.
Yeah.
Yep.
Damn, bro. And you can do teams if you want teams. Like, they got different options.
Or it could be like one of those. Because I had talked to my dad, like, what if they had like an action house instead of like a haunted house? You make decisions. Mm-hmm. Of course, it's like got to be pretty limited, but you make decisions. Like, for example, if it was zombies, you'd be trying to get like the serum to a certain point.
Yeah.
Of course, you got to hit different checkpoints and do different things along the way. You could do it with the Shin Gong Wu. You might have a set Shin Gong Wu per situation.
Yeah.
And you know, y'all choose which person get which, and then y'all just try to get through that scenario.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, it can be a team joint.
Yeah, I fuck with it.
That'd be dope. Okay. Dang, bro. Dang, they don't want to make money.
They don't want to make money, man.
Ben 10? Bro.
Ben 10?
Yes.
Jeez, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles? The 2000 series?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, all the places they went?
That's another team joint, bro. Like, you and your homies pick who y'all want to be, and y'all just fight some ninjas.
And you can go through like Shredder's area. You got, you know, the Purple Dragons hang out. You got the sewers.
Man.
The Foot Clan.
Yeah, man.
You got the past. You got the future. You got the computer verse.
Bro.
I need to watch that again too.
What's that?
You could always do Star Wars, the Clone Wars too. That'll work too.
Oh yeah.
Star Wars always goes.
Yeah. Well, they got their own theme park somewhere, right?
Somewhere. You can make your own camera and stuff.
All these junks on Amazon. All right. It better not be able to have to pay for it.
I know that's right.
You got to pay. Them like,
Amazon got a lot of throwback shows that you don't have to pay for. Like, it's like, you know, like Roku has a live TV stuff or the Roku channel. They be airing like a lot of Power Rangers episodes. And then there's a lot of other shows that they air a lot on Amazon. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, they cooking low key. Like, so it might be up there like that. But in order.
Yep.
How you feel about a wrestling theme park?
Oh man, they should have been doing that when it was popular.
Right.
Yeah.
That'd be fun.
They would make a killing. I mean, I guess they have like different events, so I guess that might count. But it don't be like no roller coasters.
Yeah. If they have a roller coaster like Kane's Underground Hell or something.
Right. Yeah, he's slamming niggas. Fire Undertaker's graveyard.
It'd be all dark and smoky, foggy.
All right, John Cena.
Oh, yeah, that'd be crazy.
That would be crazy. That would be hilarious.
Would y'all go to like a Total Drama type joint?
Yes. Absolutely.
Heck yes. Yeah, that show was funny.
Heck yeah.
I'm out of it. That's on Netflix. I was working with some kids. I was like, hey, look, this ain't Miss Friends. This trash. I said, you don't know nothing. I said, you don't know nothing. I said, they got several seasons and they got spinoffs. They said, well, they don't matter anymore. I guess we ain't watching.
Dang.
Nobody's watching.
It don't matter, huh?
Okay. It was like, it was split, though. It wasn't all of them saying that. It was like, no, it's interesting. I said, yeah. I said, it's really, what was that junk? Survivor for Kids, really?
And it was hilarious.
Yeah, pretty much, bro. Survivor and Amazing Race type stuff.
Yeah, that junk.
It's all, watching
all of them on Netflix.
One more. Do you think of like a black sitcom theme park? You know,
Martin.
It had like a Martin ride, had like a Family Matter ride, like all of like all the black sitcoms in one theme park, and it's just different rides for each other.
As long as they also got like their houses and stuff where I could go through and everything.
Yeah. Like you know, in theme parks, they got like different stuff in different shops you can go in. So like,
I would like to have like a Kim Possible thing. I know
that would be dope. Like the whole just Kim Possible, or just like
yeah.
That would be dope. That guy.
Yeah, that like sitcom would be fire though. They gotta have the theme music immediately.
Yeah.
As soon you go in there,
it's a rare condition.
Have one on one in there and all that different stuff. Ooh, that
Now we had fun, Moesha.
Living single.
That them rides probably crazy.
Girlfriends.
R.I.P. Angie Stone.
Yeah.
I don't know. How would that ride be? It's four girlfriends, right? So it's like, you gotta be like a ride of like, like a roller coaster or something, you know, something crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I would like to go to like a, what was that movie? They turned into a show. Nobody watched the show, I don't think, though. Osmosis Jones.
Oh yeah. I watched
the movie. Yeah, you talking about the movie?
I watched the show. I ain't gonna.
I just remember in school, like I tried to talk to people about the show. They're like, "Oh, he ain't watched the show." I was like, "Ah."
I just saw the movie.
I gotta watch. What the hell?
Yeah, that was my movie, bro.
But yeah, there's like many things to watch now at this point.
That movie was.
That'd be a dope theme park, though. You know,
magic school bus.
Educational.
That would be something I would go to. Like what?
The yeah, you know, that would be something I would definitely go.
They got a Looney Tunes one?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
Cause that's one that should already have one. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, yeah. Ben had that a long time ago.
That's a given.
Well, I will say Kings Dominion had the Scooby Doo ride, but that was probably the closest thing to Nick, the cartoon
to a Disney or to a Nick one or whatever it case may be. Maybe that doesn't.
I rode Scooby Doo like 19 times in a row.
Dang.
A lot of these shows, like the channel.
Hey, Scooby know how to hold.
WB kids shows and all these should be on
the Ain't no way.
You know he an eater.
That's crazy. Yeah. Scooby snack. He said, Josh said, call me a Scooby snack because Scooby.
I don't want to listen to that now. Please stop right now.
Hey, you made me forget the ride I was going to say.
Where are you? At Christian House.
Theme park at Christian House.
Work to do now. Christian said, you got some work to do.
What you gotta do? You do.
Technically, you do.
You go open up his closet door right now. A bunch of schools are going to fall out. Stay ready.
Fire.
I believe.
I can't remember the name of the show I was thinking about. Dang, y'all.
What was it about?
Amazon. Oh my God.
I don't even know. But I know Avatar, going back to Avatar, having like Avatar, Aang, and then Korra, that would be dope. Because I would love to see like Republic City.
Oh, I would love two areas. Like you got the pass area, then you got the public city area.
Yeah.
That'd be
The food would be good.
Cabbages. I'm knocking over some cabbages. I ain't gonna lie.
If I see
a barrel of cabbages, I'm knocking it over. I'm sorry if we get kicked out.
I want to see that. You know they animals are like two animals put together.
Oh yeah, like the polar bear dog.
Like I want to see almost one of those. They had one that was just a duck or something, a cow. I can't remember. It's like
They had a bear. They had a regular bear.
It was like it was just a bear. Like it's nothing.
It was rare though.
Ain't that be dope, bro?
I know they had like a platypus cow or something.
Oh yeah, wow.
Platypus duck or platypus
something cow. Like it.
The heck would you feed that?
I don't know. Platypus are weird anyway.
It's like mixing a panda with a kangaroo.
Yeah. See, that sounds scary.
It does.
Would y'all go to a Chowder thing ride or a Billy and Mandy?
Yeah. I feel like Chowder would be one of them, instead of a ride, it'd be a restaurant.
It'd be like a restaurant. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
They got the food spots, man.
Yeah, it'd be one of them. Are you trying to eat at Chowder, bro?
Yeah, man.
Man, Rider. All right, then.
I'm like, I know what he's saying.
Like, turn on.
Yeah. Is there, like, speaking of that, like, what food places would y'all want to try? Like, would y'all want them to make
that pizza from Goofy movie?
Yes. Big Belly Burger that we mentioned earlier.
Oh yeah.
The nacho place from Kim Possible.
I feel like a candy shop.
Yes, you gotta have the neutron candy.
Yeah, that's candy shop too.
And they also sell them jawbreakers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, from Ed and Eddie. Yeah.
Get it out.
Yeah.
They can put the meat in there. They can make some jawbreakers stretch the cheek out.
You say the cheek out.
I don't even know what to say to that.
I don't know either. That was a lot to process. He said it was a lot in that cheek too.
My brain like, huh?
Yeah, I was like, what's up there? But all right.
Dang, I can't think right now.
I can't think either.
I'm kind of too sleepy. Like, I'm trying to think.
Like I said, I'm tired.
The House of Mouse. House of Mouse. Eat there.
Yeah, that'd be a good
spot. That would be dope. That would be dope. They probably have live something there too.
That'd be a live show. It'd be a live show, be honest.
How about One Piece? I was about to say, will One Piece be one good one? Or you would think that'd be a restaurant?
Man, One Piece would have to be a big old, if they do One Piece, it's gotta be a whole interactive environment. I need it.
I'm gonna be honest. I think that's gonna be a theme park on its own, be honest.
They got one in Las Vegas. They got one in Las Vegas.
Oh dang!
I think they got multiple ones actually, because I seen one video was like they opened another One Piece themed restaurant. I said, "Dang, how many y'all got?"
Yeah, One Piece. Yeah, hey, One Piece popping, man.
I'd want One Piece to be like the size of a city, low key.
Yeah.
Oh, that would be dope.
A small city. Yeah. If they made a theme park, because I'm trying to go to all the islands.
Right.
I gotta come back.
Especially like visiting all each of the chapters and everything. Man, that'd be dope.
Absolutely.
I'm going in order.
It gotta be
one. Exactly. I'm saying though, that'd be dope.
Reenactment towns. Like they got.
That would be
fucking dope. Though.
That'd be fire.
Like, hey.
Each area or each town.
Employees would probably hate it.
How everything went.
Not to they hate their lives. They probably get people that are dedicated. You know what I mean?
Nah, I mean, if it's in Japan, I feel like they'll like it because if it's in America,
the employees would hate it.
That's why I like it.
Obnoxious. Pay me, boy.
That's Japan IP anyway. It should be over there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Or whether or not they'll take the idea.
I would love it, though. I'd be like, you can't make me leave. I don't care the park closing. I got to find the One Piece.
It'd be dope if they let you dress up.
Right,
I gotta find the one.
Walk around. Everybody walking around dressed up as in pirate gear. That'd be dope. Admiral or Navy gear. You pick your side or whatever.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
They can have little battles.
Have role play.
What is it called? LARPing?
Ooh. Yo.
Have you heard of LARPing? The live action role play joint?
Oh, yeah.
You can definitely do that for Marineford. They're like, it could be an option.
Bruh.
Yeah,
I would love Pokemon too, bro. For real.
Ooh. Hey, you know, don't think parks are all over the place, including
if you could battle gym leaders or stuff like that. Like,
that would be fucking right there, having an actual Pokemon and then having them, just battle. Oh, God. Battle people. Crazy.
They got AI stuff already. Just put the virtual reality stuff.
You want to battle?
Yeah, they got the AI part. Oh, I mean, the AI parts.
You got to finish your food. Nah, we battling now.
Get up.
Talking that shit. Get up.
I feel like people would like, especially if you can keep your saved whatever you got. people would be, that would be a big money grab Pokemon, because they would just come back to continue their story. Essentially,
that'd be a virtual reality theme park, bro. That'd just be all, it'd go hard, bro.
And it'd be funny because it'd be like, this place is for kids. Shut up.
That's what you got. Okay.
Oh, there are some adults that will act like that too. I promise you.
It ain't. You know
what I mean? Hey, I'm one
of them. Why he got a Pokeball? You trying to fight? You
trying to fight? What's really good? Like,
what's good? He said,
what's really good, bro?
Right, like, what's really good?
Charmander out something, bro. What's up?
I just got, especially you just evolved your best Pokemon. Like,
yeah.
You just got like Charmander.
Hey, bro.
I'm going to Charminian.
Charizard.
These some dope theme parks, though, bro. For real. For real.
I agree.
Dang.
Yeah.
Man.
That'd be dope, though. Oh, and before I forget, though, I think I'll name one more before we call it. I'm about to say, I want to see a Detective Conan one.
I would love that.
Yeah, I think Fuquan said something.
I'm not. Oh, no, I ain't saying
that earlier. I said that'd be dope.
Well, I ain't say theme park. I just say escape game. But yeah, whole theme park.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I'm with you though. I'm a huge fan of Conan.
The reason why I would say that is because think of it with like escape room.
Yeah,
I think that'd be like a perfect example when it comes like being a detective, you know, with Detective Conan kind of thing.
Okay, I did say that.
You did say it? Okay, yeah. I don't know if you said it or not, then though. But I was like, man, that would be dope to have.
But I think it as its own theme park, you'd have like a wide array of escape.
Yeah,
that would be dope.
Because Conan's a big series, so it's like it's like big, like with one.
Yeah, it's huge. So I'm just like, no Diddy, but yeah.
He like big dicks.
Well,
you stupid. See, I swear, that's why we changed your name to Green Freak.
This is where y'all can find us.
Tell them about us, boy. Where they can find us.
Check us out across all platforms. Blur to BI, you look us up, you know. Due to our, you know, fantastic leader Red One and his name making skills, you know, you're gonna find us. Ain't nobody out there like us. You check out our gaming page, Space Ranger Gaming, on YouTube. Check out our entertainment page on Facebook, the Black Space Rangers. I'm telling you, man, they know stuff before anybody else does. Like, I think the directors barely know, and you're going to hear about it on that page.
Maybe they leaked. I think they.
I mean, and if you've been listening for a while, you know we be calling stuff out before it happened. So
just saying.
Yeah. I'm just saying. We be throwing out ideas. They might not want to give us credit, but the
proud
we got
family do that. Proof. I just know.
Huh?
If the proud family stuff happened, just know.
Just know.
Oh yeah.
You heard it here first, folks.
Please tell us if like you hear any ideas, because we need it. We need the credit.
Yes.
Like, yeah, we called it.
If you're on YouTube, make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
And always remember,
go beyond.